started back to Mexico.
Absolutely.
We can get to the bottom of this story.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
Of course, I got to mention this, man. Brett Favre's being nasty. retired NFL quarterback Brett Favre is asking to be removed from a lawsuit by the state of Mississippi that seeks to recover millions of dollars in a misspent welfare money. Not misspent. Brett Favre and some of his white cronies defrauded the cheapest, the poorest state in the states, which is Mississippi, from the Black Fund. Wow. He took money from the welfare fund to build some kind of volleyball court. Now he wants to be removed from the lawsuit.
Nah, you stay right there.
We're not moving nobody from the lawsuit. You
stay right there. Take the heat.
Talk about heat, man.
That's disgusting.
Brett Favre is disgusting. And it was crazy because the media cycle about was just like about a day or two. But they talked about Kyrie for 4 months. For 4 weeks. But Brett Favre could defund a whole Black Fund. And everybody's like, oh, it's okay. It's Brett Favre. But anyways, it's neither there.
Wow.
One thing doesn't alleviate the other. I'm just saying the reporting is different, which brings you back to what LeBron was saying
it's
the other day.
The contrast of it, though.
It's LeBron was talking about the Jerry Jones picture. They won't talk about Kyrie Irving, but that's neither here or there.
Right.
The Quebec government to appeal racial profiling ruling that banned random police stops. Quebec is really trying to fight this. So basically, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. So basically, the Quebec government is saying that this new ruling is basically marginalizing the already limited skills that the police have to like stop people. Mm-hmm. So they're saying police don't have enough skills already, and now we're removing another tool in their tool belt. But who have these random stops, benefited? They're saying, these random stops can find people that don't have the proper registration, don't have their license, people that are driving inebriated and all of that. I hear all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all ain't been using that for a long time. Stop it.
That's smokescreen.
That's the most.
That's cap. Because you guys use that as an opportunity to just... That's your opportunity to go in and stop guys randomly. But we know why. Like, if you're my color, you know why.
I got the best training program, sales. I'm going to go to the police academy, and I'm going to do this program for 1 year. I got the best program. I'm going to tell you what it is. I got from Eddie Murphy and the Clumps. We're going to do the switcheroo. We're going to do the switcheroo. We're going to take a classroom of white police officers and put them in black suit. We don't even need a week. Sales. Put them in that for 2 days.
Right.
This should be your test before you get your baton or whatever you get when you become an actual police officer. You got to spend 2 days in a black suit.
As a black person.
As a black person in Montreal. And go park your car in a rich white neighborhood.
Or just drive around.
Just drive around.
Anywhere.
Give them a Benz. But wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, give them a Benz.
Like, I got the, we're sending out the invitation to Valley Pond to come on the show, and that's one of my recommendations. The final test, the thesis test to become a police officer in Montreal, you had to put on the black suit for 2 days and go live in Saint-Michel.
I agree.
And you can only eat rice and griot. You gotta eat rice and griot. We always come back to the pot. You know how I do.
Man.
I stay on brand. Shout out to Quebec, man. Finally opened an investigation into school basketball. Following abuse allegations. So, we've talked about it. Those filthy coaches in Saint Laurent.
Coaches, man.
So finally, they're going to open a big inquiry, a big investigation. So that's a good look, man, because... And that ain't right, man. The mental and physical...
And the abuse of your authority and your position and the trust,
that part.
Moving forward, that child is damaged, you're an adult in a position of authority, and a leader, what I'm saying? And it's like, that shit... Excuse my language.
It's a mature morning show.
I'm just like, yeah, they'll get what they're getting, though. They'll get what's coming to them. You know what I mean? Goes around comes around, for real.
I just want to put this out there. So for anyone who has experienced abuse, harassment, neglect, or violence in a sports context, can contact Spalt Ed at 1-833-211-2433. One more time, 1-833-211-2433. Last little bit of news here. You can't sit on Santa Claus this year. That's done. What a segue. You can't do it. So Santa Claus is back in town in Montreal, but it won't be like it used to be. At Montreal Plaza Side Shopping Center, Santa's Kingdom is already set up. Saint Nick is welcoming kids and families to take seat and have their photo taken together. The photo may look like the child is sitting on the child's lap. That long-time tradition is no longer allowed. COVID has changed all of that. No, that's no longer allowed.
You can't sit on St. Nick.
No, you can't sit on St. Nick, man.
Anyway, that's good. It's a wrap for that. It's like, it's a wrap for that.
We done with that. And good news. I know this news passed like 2 weeks ago, but I forgot. You know, last week we were kind of all over the place. But public transit will be free for seniors on the island of Montreal as of July.
Oh, word?
Shout out. So, like, okay. Now I'm 65 now. I haven't taken the metro in a while. We all get fake IDs. We all 65 now. We got a little gray in the ear. We got a little salt and pepper joint going on. But you know how things happening.
Just walk with a cane, like.
That's what it is. Montreal, keep the locker room. Play a little mix, man. Shout out to DJ Blasters. It's birthday week. I'm going out to the rink tomorrow.
Shout out, Blaster. That's my guy.
Yeah, Blaster. That's a cool dude. Real humble guy, too, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Okay, so I got my little mix coming up. When we come back, we'll do a little community update. I call that segment, You Can Thank Me Later. And we'll talk, me and Akil gonna talk about our dream event and our best moments at a party. We'll talk about it. It's our promoter episode. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. It's the best urban morning show in the country. Demar Dito, we on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Dito 54. You know how we do things, man. It's a beautiful day. Let's go.
Rise and shine.
There's only one moon chaser. Nobody is this hyped this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detail on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, yeah. La STM vous souhaite la bienvenue à bord.
What a bullshit mystery. My love, I saw that you don't wanna be with me. If it's more attention you need, then I'm listening. Just like all the toxic thing that I've been feeling. Because me love you so much. Lonely no fit me, I need a owner. Maybe rather risk it like a soldier. Plus you never diss me and that's a bonus, owner. We have one life and we're living in a hardest time. So if we in love, maybe get up and try. Cause life too short, so better we wanna die. Alright, don't wanna do this with nobody but you. Long as you're coming, anything we're against we for move. But don't tell you one thing. So yeah, step on me, really need your fiance. Call on Kuya, I make you a grandson. Stay real, I'ma give you what you want. Jump on me, say I you me a jump. I'm not ashamed. I want you every day. This feels safe. I don't need a break. See us thing and I chat me a chat. You may need me if you defend that. See us thing and I chat me a chat. You may need it. Cause we have one life.
We granted. We could deny, but yet she never can. Fuck sweet, so she videotaping. And she got me captivated. Oh, with a smile, I got her index ring.
But what she do, I'm like an angel wing.
She said, hey, you're late. Don't waste my time. Please hold for real. We don't hold no your skin. She said, hey, sit down. Give it all right now. You're the boss for me, cause we don't know what's real.
Them a bleach and we not skin no teeth. Eyes open, you can we not fall asleep. And you know
going throughout my city. You know how I do things. Big up, big up. DJ Moon 1. Hey. I want to offend everybody this morning. We mature. This weekend, DJ Blaster. Yeah. Mr. Smell Good in the building. Joanne, just pull up. Be loud clothing. We can't be silent. Don't be shy. You can wind up in your cubicle. You can wind down on the metro. The best morning show in the country. This is the morning detour. You know how we do things. Sella.
Muslim grandson, be a long rifle alone and gone.
Hot girl, girl so clean like buckle for the bleach. I'm a copy one with each, girl attacking on the reach. Rifle wave like him on a fab chop on the beach. One on one people, chatting up for praise. Written to money for blind you that see it. So we get them girl free when a TV use a feel. I must have chewed clean, I must have chewed it for free.
Hold on. I thought they said couldn't DJ. Hey, watch out my city. The best morning show in the country. Yeah, I gotta pull this back. Big up yourself, Park X. Big up yourself, the Murder Tribe Borough, Uptown DG Murgany. Yeah.
Lucky place now, like a GLO's. 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 Now boy, I can't make it run away. Put me feet in a god and we gun them. Glock 19, lock off your lungs, yeah. M16 rifle, I done them. Now boy, I can't make it run away. Put me feet in a god and we gun them. Glock 19, lock off your lungs, yeah. M16 rifle, I done them. Poor them, we no run into people. We no beg friend, we no affy gun. No effy come back, boomerang. If I gun and gunshot, lad, got me full of them. Copper jumping on your face like me Ninja Timberland. Make your mara fly so far, them say look a Superman. Blood a run out of your nose instead of oxygen. Salt spring with head steaming like rice, Uncle Ben. Yo, I do them. No boy, I can't make it run away. Put me feet in a god and we gun them. Glock 19, lock off your lungs, yeah. M16 rifle, I done them. No boy, I can't make runway. Put me feet in a god and we gun them. Glock 19, lock off your lungs, yeah. M16 rifle, I done them.
Out your name, bang it every drop and shoot up, look up everything. This is the only the gangster get the tucking in your chain. Juggle will erupt you when they cut you in the rain. They run up in the club despite the structure, it's the same. The building up for me and only skill is the blame.
New thing, new whip with the bulletproof skin. New thing, new chopper with a 100-round clip. New Corvette with the butterfly wings. Head chill out. What dead fans keep calling me?
Well, if I hit it, we are spit off every enemy forget out. Eyeball kick off. Shot fly till every liquor boy try skip off. Shot in your stomach, bloody diarrhea, they must be done. Everybody start flip out. They with the yellow skin up there, cookie we are give up. Enough of them are fraud and try copy where we live out. Skilly, them vanish when the chopper them a ring out. You see the bullet in my leg off, every little piece of your flesh when they cup of them a fling out. Look at it, no matter how we dapper when we spin out. Could never imagine all of the blacker we are bring out.
New thing, new whip with the bulletproof skin. New thing, new chopper with a 100-round clip. New Corvette with the butterfly wings. Head chill out, what dead fans look around me. When I reach my face full up with crocodile teeth, I should be killing a boy in a crime scene. I'm a run the place, them a run, run it like wheel. Yeah. Back for the tree, I'm gonna make a boy bleed. Yeah. Baby, them in a can't see. No way we take nothing like sea. Yeah. Make the place bloody like meat. Yeah. Chop around town, gotta have a bus down. Yeah, we gun man, they are not a gun clown. Can a fake gun tap, kill a shot a bus clown. Make a head shell, make a head shell, boom, make a head shell. When I'm going to ramp with boom, men are resident. No, my east side runner, they never bet less. New thing, new whip, the bulletproof skin. New thing,
New chopper with a 100-round clip. New Corvette with butterfly wings. Head chill, what dead friends from Colombia.
Anytime they push them, step inside of the place. I'm gonna pull up every single exit like half. No matter how them I try and I disrespect the thing, make sure you know, say every single gun I pop off. Better have your manners, make sure you put on your camera. Yes, we do it different to the very end. And if you have a problem, on the figure, stick your mother on a cartel and kill your over skill it.
Gun lift up and shift up them tissue, boy. Miss a rifle, bust and kiss you. When you hear me say, me go with a big berry tap and a miss and boy, wrap up on a fiction. Shut a skin like a puppy lad.
Yo, okay. Okay, I'm gonna catch up with this one. They're gonna have to find me for this. DJ Moon 1. This is the promote episode. Mr. Smell Good in the building.
Your girl wanna fuck me, your girl wanna suck me. Your mother love me, your grandmother love me.
I turn your mic up. The best urban morning show in the country. I will host it and DJ it myself. We've all been to that dancehall party. You want a DJ hit that certain plateau when the bubble is right. When the Henny is touching in the right place, you got the red stripe in the left hand, you got the Henny in the right, things is moving beautifully. And she started giving it a little bubble. Hey. It's the morning, detail, baby. You know how we do things. Let's go.
White out, so me tattoo them look bright, yo. Me a gal, me and me bams and the bike, so. White rice, bring a fig gal with the tight mouth. My vice, bring the freak in this right out. I'll be inside from a bus still right now. If I act ironic, cause it can be ice, so. Fuck up a girl, so that you want hype mouth. Yeah, fuck for my rears and in the way,
if I guess you better sell dope. Send weed on a speedboat. And your girl still give a deep shot. And the car wash. And your girl, my yoga feel a girl. She's a hoe, everybody girl. So she feel her taste and physical. She's a hoe.
La STM vous souhaite la bienvenue à bord.
Oh, everybody girl. She viral on the digital.
Nadine and Lady D presents to you Black and White, the return. Started at December 31st, New Year's Eve. And this year is the Dubai edition.
Habibi, come to Dubai.
And featuring music by Montreal's favorites, DJ Big Worm, James Bond and King Fiery. And all the way from Toronto, Soul to Soul. Suites, 1900 Trans-Canada Highway in Dover. Black and White, the Dubai edition. Saturday, December 31st, New Year's Eve. Inside the Hampton Inn and Suites. It's a year-to-year sold-out event you can't afford to miss. Be there. Yeah.
We're gonna get funky.
On Saturday, December 10th, the Milton Park Food Bank is hosting a bazaar with a variety of vendors selling vintage clothing, records, cameras, original prints and artwork, home decor, and much more. The food bank distributes food and serves hot meals to neighbors in need. The Milton Park Bazaar will be held at 3594 Jean Moss in the basement of St. John's Lutheran Church from 12 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, December 10th. Hope to see you there. Help us bring food to the table. For more info, contact mpfoodbank@gmail.com. This event is a CKUT co-presentation.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Mo Chaser. Akil Ra in the building. You know how we're doing things. The best urban morning show in the country. We on Twitch. We on YouTube. Big up to the homie Sean Dell. He forgot to put the heat on, though. We try to figure out the
keep my jacket on, you right?
No, you only keep it on because it's polo. Stop it.
You see it? Hey.
I don't want to go too far with it, but I do want to talk about our best party experience. I think the best party for you and I to collaborate on, we're going to do the Polo of the Dawn party.
We're doing it.
Maybe Juwan can help us. We'll do the Polo of the Dawn.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
bear with me. I was up all night watching Interview with a Vampire, AMC subscription. I'm trying to get a sponsorship 2023.
Right, right.
Interview with a Vampire. You remember the Anne Rice story? You remember...
I remember that.
Lestat and then Brad Pitt played the other character. Now in the series, the character is black. Okay, and he's gay, you know, because there's always that dichotomy between Lestat and Louis.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, man, it's deep, man. It's deep. I was up all night thinking about vampire stuff. We're going to do Poll of the Dawn. We're going to do Poll of the Dawn. We're gonna have three groups. You know, we're going to have the Baller Polo guys that get the paper, the purple label and the Pima cotton. We're going to have the $39.99 Polo guys going up to the Maribel wholesale. I ain't going to hold you. I do it, too. I'm about to go up there just now.
I do it, too, my friend.
And then we're going to have our vintage Polo people.
There's many ways to skin the cat.
Who won't take me back to Raising Canaan with the squares, with the white collar.
All of that. You know what I mean? With the beer, with the Polo beer, with the 92 Polo beer, with the knit.
We doing the party called Polo the Dawn.
We're going to invite
polo enthusiasts from around North America.
Yes, indeed.
It's polo only. Actually, down to the shoes.
Actually,
don't pull up in no Hanes
down
socks.
Down to the socks. Because the shoes is like some polo. You might not catch it. Some polo shoes, they're not really, really, really. You really got to be a connoisseur and have the right polo kick to like finish the fit. If not, you can go with your Air Maxes and your whatever
else. I'm about to turn John's mic on.
But the whole fit got to be from head to toe low.
Polito.
We call it being low down.
Hey!
Yeah, when you low down. That's the only low down we rock with. You heard?
You know what? We might have called the joint out. Listen, y'all can't tee for now.
And I've been thinking about this party for like 2-3 years, so... That we manifesting this.
You know I want to link up with.
I got a couple DJs in mind too. So I don't know if you got a couple.
Yeah,
DJs.
Listen up.
It's gonna be like four DJs.
I don't know if you guys have been down to the Cave Verdun. Is where Yellow Pad Sessions do all their Optimista things. Okay, basically they don't rent this out to black people. The thing look nice.
It's nice.
The thing look nice.
Okay.
I want us to go to a different venue.
Yeah, we need a different venue. It gotta be fresh. It gotta be fresh.
It's gonna be called the Lowdown.
I might do it around my birthday. I'll even take it a step further.
I think Maggie's amazing with her marketing like and her engineering.
Yes,
we gotta reach out to
Shout
Polo.
Out to Maggie, man.
We gotta reach out to Polo. They might not rock with us at first, but we ain't Kanye. You could believe in us.
Listen,
we ain't gonna turn on you.
Polo, you've been had to rock.
Did you see?
You've been had to reach out to me because the way I put
Talk
it together.
To
you know what I mean? Ralphie, you've been had to have a conversation about the way I put
beers.
It together looking like a poster.
I want
here.
All the beers.
Stop it.
I need my sheets to be Polo. I want all the beers.
I'm working on the sheets. I got my mug, though.
I judge a girl that don't wear Polo. I ain't going to hold you.
She got to at least have
Life
one piece.
Life is short.
She
got
to at least have one, two pieces, and at least got to have pairs
I judge
socks
you, Joanne laughing. If you don't have Polo, I can't be your friend. I know my girl looking through her closet right now. I ain't got no Polo. We going up to Mirabelle next week, Ma. Don't worry about it. We just waiting on that cock check. Oh, man.
Look, they be trying to steal your hoodies and all that. They be trying to steal your T-shirts and all that, too.
Yeah, I know you had the suit. We all had that navy blue polo suit with the white string. We all had that suit.
That's a classic piece.
I'm telling you, the top is missing. I know who got it. I know she got it.
The pieces be missing. Like, where did that go?
That's our part two to our lowdown episode.
You know where it went.
You know where it went. Hold on, let me do some shout out.
That's pajamas now.
Man. Don't it hurt when you lose that polo hoodie, boy? God.
Listen, not the hoodie.
Them joints be expensive. Shout out to my boy Tony Cream Clothing. Tony's another big polo head, too. But I like the name
of
that.
Shout out to all my low family. Shout out to Rob City Parks, my girl Cell Therapy. There's a few of us out here, you know? Low life and all that.
Yeah, we're going to call it the Lowdown.
The Lowdown's a good name, too.
No, you came up with that called the Lowdown.
No, that's when you're low down, like, from head to toe, from the hat to the socks.
That's the only people we want on this party.
Oh, yes.
This is a lifestyle event.
Or, like, we want our core people to come out and all that, but then, yo, that's, like, for somebody that'll give somebody the opportunity to go cop some polo, you know? Go get you
some
polo.
If you're new to polo, but you...
It might be Fisher Price, my first polo. You hear me?
But you gotta go in that new polo line. Mm-hmm. If you are down to earth low head, we got a special line for you at the event. It's called the Lowdown 2023. Look out for it. Maybe Joanne might collab with us.
Yes,
I'm gonna call Ricky D. Just for some extra sugar, for extra seasoning on top.
Okay. Let's make.
I like
it
when my jury is right.
Let's
but we'll get the Joanne
up.
A little
Let's
bit.
Make it go up.
This is our thank you later segment. It's better than calling it a community update. Right? You can thank me later because you're going to love all the things I'm promoting. So sure, Montreal did. Beauty Guru, Diva Classic launches pre-Black Friday deals. Is this done? I think this is done. Goddamn. I said I'm done.
We're going to double check on that. That might be an extended.
But hold on. I want people to check out Divine Wellness. Hit me up at Detour514. She's a certified massage therapist. Beautiful black sister.
Okay.
Listen, man. I be thinking about the wrong thing when I think about massage therapy, but that's, you know, that's for Detour After Dark. We it's too early in the morning.
Right. It's a dark hour segment.
It's a dark hour segment. So her mission is to provide an match quality and care for your family and loved ones, but we know who we'll be pulling up. We ensure the totality of your health is a priority. Here at Divine Wellness, we believe that there's no greater heaven than wellness. So you get a little good massage, get a little talky a little bit if you want to open up. So that's Divine Wellness. Hit me up if you're trying
dope.
To check her out.
That's dope.
Friend of the show, David Archer, has a new book. Psychotherapist and author. It's called Racial Trauma Recovery, Healing Our Past Using Rhythm and Processing. So he said through YouTube videos he could do these programs with me. So we're going to shoot that in the new year as well.
Wow.
Friend of the show.
I'm interested in that.
We're trying to get mixy, man. We're trying, you know, everybody's on the self-growth. I'm just trying to wear polo and get to the next side and be on beaches.
That's
I ain't
part
trying
of
to,
the,
you know,
being fly is part of that self-growth too. Being
why
fly.
Don't people just be more honest? They was like, I'm trying to find my better self. No, I'm trying to wear polo and be on the beach in short shorts and drink liquor and smoke biddies. Like, why don't people just be more honest? No, like,
there's levels though.
Can two things be true? Yeah, sure, I want to better myself. Yeah, sure, I want a life. Hey, listen, man, I'm the best version of myself. Every day I come out, listen, I was watching Interview with the Vampire last night. I'm like, listen, I wish I was a vampire, man. I want to live through the decades, man. I want to contemplate death.
Watch everything.
But everybody
come
doesn't
want to
be woke. You know, everybody doesn't want to be woke. Like, can we just do simple stuff? Like, I just want to wear polo and be on the beach and just look at girls wind up themselves at a soca party.
Yo, that's the best. Because
the only time you
ever
catch me
at
a soca party, I know Joanne's a soca enthusiast.
Soca, soca, oh gosh. You know, I love my soca too.
Friend of the show, Tata. She has her own practice. She's a social work consultant and a family worker. You can find her on IG at Tamara.Angeline. So that's a good look. Black sister, own thing.
That's,
you know,
dope.
Social work consultant, family worker. Trying to build back.
We appreciate you, sister.
You know, listen, the black home is in shambles.
We need that.
Black
homes
in shambles.
We need to build each other up, man. Each one teach one.
Speaking
help
about
each
homes,
other grow.
Speaking about homes, we got two realtors. Homegirl Magali Payan. You can hit her up at info@magalipayan.com. She'll be doing well because every week she's selling a house.
Nice.
She's doing it to Haitian sister too. Her number is 438-828-5584.
Nice. Hopefully I'm going to reach out to you in the nearest future. Hopefully.
We also got the big homie Fitchner Louismas, my guy. He's a real estate agent at Remax Future. He's always there to help you with your real estate inquiry, buy, sell, or renting. His number is 514-963-8739. And of course, if y'all ain't get this yet, Sweet Cheeks Bakery. Find them on Facebook. Oh, Sweet Cheeks Bakery is popping.
I remember.
Oh, you was here for that?
I was here, man. Ooh.
Yo, listen. People ask me all the time.
With
like,
the Cinnabon joints? The extra sticky joints?
Yeah, people be hitting me all the time like, yo, listen, man, you had so-and-so on the show. I'm like, listen, there's been a lot of shows. I'm not quite sure. Like,
I remember that one.
I've had a lot of people.
That's when I was here. That's the last time I was here.
Okay, so hit me with it now. The best dancehall party I've been to was Cooler Fest. Shout out to Ricky Not Nice. Cooler Fest, the last time they did it inside, and I think you was there. I'm pretty sure you was there.
I'm pretty sure I was.
Andre Lorando, Cooler Fest, DJ Young Child went for 2 hours. Talk to me.
Whoa.
And people can tell, and you know, I didn't even drop the DJ Young Child interview on YouTube yet because we did
Let's
that joint.
Say, man, that
party, talk to you.
That
remember
was wild.
For 2 hours, Young Child gave us the best in dancehall. Like, let me talk about DJing a little bit. Like, it's few DJs that can go 2 hours.
I think my shirt came off.
Listen, I ain't gonna hold you. That's all I can say. Like, I can't hold you. Look at Jordan. Like, this is always the. I ain't gonna hold you. I brought up. Look, let me tell you something crazy about that story. At the time, I was dating a girl from Caracou. Not Carachao or Siracao, but Caracou is an island about an hour away from Grenada. So I brought her up. I say, listen, I'm gonna take this dance hall party. I was there, my man Mikey D, his wife Nicole. It's a crazy story. Yo, in that party, Young Child went for 2 hours. You know, some DJs might give you 4 tunes. No, some DJs don't really talk. Some DJs might give you 4 tune sales back to back. Like, okay, it's a good grind. I was like, I got 4 good grinds out of this. Young Child went for 2 hours.
Damn.
Unsolicited fire. Yo, I turned around. The girl I brought from the house was kissing another girl in the party.
Wow.
In the party. Wow. I was running around I was running around this party, dodging the girl I brought from the house to dance with other girls. The greed. It must be the Wager man in me.
Meanwhile,
you're running around with your shirt off, and people pour liquor in your mouth. Like, what were you on?
Wildin. Oh, wow.
This girl's so good.
She was wildin'. Meanwhile,
you know when the producers in here like, oh, listen, man, you went too far in the details. Listen, man, it's like 8:30, man. It's okay, man. The kids are in school, man. But that was a crazy party. But let me know, Akil, what's been the craziest party for you? Like when you think about all your, you've been outside for a while.
So many. I've been outside for a minute, right? And it's like, wow.
Is it the party you took your shirt off? Is it the party you picked up that unforgettable baddie? Like, which one is it?
This is probably a party that the combination of everything was going on. But, like, yo, shout out to, like, that party. This fresh in my mind for some reason. I could think of that Usher joint.
Mm-hmm.
Usher. Usher was one of those sick after parties. Like, it was an after party. It was, like, can't really remember the venue right now, but it was pretty crazy. It was up. But the LL Cool, like, I'll take you back. Like, there's different levels to this. Like, I could take you back to when LL Cool J came down here, and it was an after party. Mm. And that was one of the craziest after parties ever. And, like, how I got in, you know, I won't disclose that information.
How you always get into these parties
at this moment?
But like
I find a way.
Who you calling? Who you call? How you always getting these parties that are sold out?
I call on God, you heard? I'm like, I just find a way, to be honest. I mean, sometimes I get the plug, you know, I get the guest list, the VIP situation. But for the most part, I just find a way. But or I pay. You know, it's not to say I don't pay, because I support the community and everything that's been going on thus far. But yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, there's been levels to this. So there's been a time that maybe I didn't have the paper, but I wanted to attend the event, so I found a way. You know what I mean? I scaled the building out here like Peter Pan. You heard? Like Spider-Man or one of those guys. You feel me?
But I'll tell you right now, the security will be extra tight for the lowdown in 2023. Our Ralph Lauren only party. And I had some people hitting me up like, I'm not giving Ralph my money. You better give Ralph $39.99.
You better show up with a little piece. At least a pony. At least one shirt with a pony on it. You're good.
I'm bringing the whole fleet of ponies. I want ponies everywhere.
You don't
everywhere.
Have to be low down, but you have to have a piece of low on. We could do that, you know,
yeah,
because not everybody want to go and be low down. You know what I mean? But then once you get that piece of low, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get that first piece, and then you'll be like, oh, this feels nice. This is kind of nice on me. Ooh. And
polo,
then it's going to change
polo.
Your life.
Polo
you
does feel good. Like,
yep. It's the quality. I get it on the quality. Like, the quality is, that's the first primary
I think people
reason.
Don't understand that. For as much as people want to, like, you know, the rappers trying to push, like, this Moschino on us and the Balenciagas and the Gucci.
I'll
never buy Gucci.
And logos and
even
stuff.
If I could afford Gucci, I won't buy Gucci. There's something about polo. There's something to distinguish about the guy on the horse. Like, we don't
doing.
Even play polo, but we wear the shit. Like, now I want to go on and play polo now because we rock
well,
polo.
Well, actually, that's what, like, inspired. That's what he inspired is, like, it's like a lifestyle brand, right? It's like, because he came up from humble beginnings too, Ralph Lauren.
We should have people playing polo
so
at our party.
So it was like, that was his whole pitch was like, yo, this is like a lifestyle brand, like polo. Like, at this time, it was like, for him, that was like far-fetched for even him.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is like some things that rich kids do type of things. Like, I'm going to name my shit polo. You know what I mean?
What would it take for us to do this party on a ranch? Like,
no.
I just took us somewhere.
I'm pulling up on our horse, Camarito.
What the thing was doing on the ranch? Like, I'm thinking, I was like, yo, listen, man, because, like, yeah, we should have people on horses and
I'm
shit.
I'm pulling up on a horse party. With no shirt on, son. Like, you know what I mean?
I tell you, been watching Interview with a Vampire, man. The whole series is in New Orleans. I'm thinking about, like, yo, listen, man, what do you take to
that
get a ranch?
That would be kind of ill,
though. On a ranch, bro.
That would be, like,
with the horses, with the polo
that
gear?
That would be another top tier next level.
Come on, man. You want to talk to us,
that's
man.
A brilliant idea, friend.
Let's play some music when we come back.
That'd be crazy.
We got Joanne from Be Loud Clothing. She's doing all kind of beautiful things. She's a part of the Haitian Inner Circle of Promotion. So hopefully this will be my key card in. Yeah, man, I'm just trying to get closer to the light. You know how we do things.
Yes, indeed.
Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Stop playing with them, Riot. How can I lose if I'm already chose? Like, if she feeling hot, then I'm messed up at shows. And I get a bitch tired every time that I post. Damn, the party not lit, then I'd rather not go. If she feeling hot, then I make that bitch frozen. I get a bitch tired every time that I post. It's not bad that you be on my ass. I could hear you hating from the back. Balenciaga baddie got a bag. Nigga munchin' ate it from the back. Nigga feeling gotta play it cool. Got the daddy, I'ma make a move. Breaking records and I'm breaking news. Just be pressed like who you. I get whatever I like. Bitches won't bark, but they wanna bite. I got too many for using a mic, bitch. Think about that when you type. She wanna party with spice. And the body gon' eat. Bon appetit. Ass on fat with the waist on sleep. Change your hair. Pretty gon' be. How can I lose if I'm already chose? Like, if she feeling hot, then I make that bitch frozen. I get a bitch tired every time that I post. Damn, the party not lit, then I'd rather not go. If she feeling hot, then I make that bitch frozen. I get a bitch tired every time that I post. Damn, look in the mirror, I'm feeling me. Stacking money with a ceiling. 20 to stand on the couch, run out of town. Fuck if they feeling me. He like the way that I dress. Throwing Balenci to flex. Like Mimi, I got him obsessed. Them bitches see me as a threat. The baddest in the room. So tell them to make room. Diamonds glistening on my boo. They gon' listen to my tune. Flow the nicest, but I'm rude. I like niggas, bitches too. Ayo, baddie, what it do? Ayo, Maddie, what it do? How can I lose if I'm already chose? Like, if she feeling hot, then I make that bitch frozen. I get a bitch tired every time that I post. Damn, if the party not lit, then I'd rather not go. If she feeling hot, then I make that bitch frozen. I get a bitch tired every time that I post. Damn.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Away from you.
We have to wait for Joanne. It took us 12 months as 2022 is now ending. She's the entrepreneur, promoter. She's a beautiful black female. The clothing brand is called Be Loud Clothing. I checked it out. I need some merch. We have her here. She's part of the Haitian Inner Circle. Haitian artists have supported her brand, Be Loud Clothing. They've won that part, said a lot of big names. I think she's a part of a special for me, Kaben. You know, hopefully she has a ticket for us. I don't know. We have enough polo to last a lifetime.
Okay.
Well, welcome to the show, Joanne. How you doing?
Hi, thank you. What's up? Thank you for the invite. Happy to be here.
Yes, Joanne, you don't have to be shy. We
family.
You know what I mean?
We know what I mean?
20,000 listeners.
We out here.
It's only the best urban morning show in the country. It's a little bit.
That's all right.
This is where I want to start with you, Joanne. Your IG name is Sneaker Loving Teacher. What are you trying to teach me? I love your sneaker game. You had the double checks. I know you know what you're doing.
Right?
I mean, one check wasn't good enough. I know you're a real sneaker. When you start going into certain pairs and certain classics, she has the Nike Air. First of all, I'm an Air Force One head.
Yeah.
I love Air Force Ones.
Me too.
I hate the 90s. I like to walk on the air. I like to be on my Jerry Seinfeld. Really, for me, right. I don't need Balenciaga. I just want to wear a polo. Some skinny jeans on Air Max Ones. I'm simple.
Say that.
Simple. That's all I want to do.
Clean fit.
So how did you get this name, Sneaker Loving Teacher?
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm a high school teacher.
Oh, listen. God be with you.
Thank you.
So there's no class this morning?
That's wild.
Nope.
Somebody's teaching?
Not this morning.
That's so dope.
I've been teaching for actually 21 years, guys. This year,
girl, let me cue up the applause.
I love that.
Let me cue up the applause.
Teach these babies, man.
So the funny story is that I was in class, and I don't know, there was something where they separated the boys from the girls. So I think they took the girls. I don't know if it was for a vaccine or for some special class. So I was in the class with just my male students. And of course, you know, I'm very creative in the classroom, so I don't know whatever activity that I did with them.
Right.
And I pulled out my phone. Was it before or after that? They're the one who actually asked me to open an IG account, like right then and there. And we had to come up with a name. And obviously, teacher was in it.
Right.
And then they made reference to the fact that I'm always wearing sneaks. Like, they come to class, they come to school looking forward.
Okay, they taking notes on your sneakers too. Today? Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like you guys' generation, like I grew up like with Cam Council, like Lisi and them. Like Lisi and Jamal from TNT Styles. Like I remember like watching you guys. Like I went to Marcus Garvey Day Camp, and I forgot to talk about that when we talked about the party segment. Like, I remember my first party jams was the leadership parties in the arena, Bill Durman Arena. Mm-hmm. That's when I first was winding down the soap mm-hmm. and stuff.
Oh,
stuff
I was
like
there.
That.
I was there.
Yo, where was the kid? Akil, you might be a vampire, there, low-key. Are you a stat, nigga? Are you a stat?
Bill Durham, I was in there whining, too.
But I find, like, if you're between 38 and 42, you guys are a special generation. I feel like you guys are, like, one of the last cool generation. There's, like, you guys and there's us. That's kind of like between 32 and 36, we're pretty dope. Mm-hmm. After that's kind of different. But I think if you're between 30 and 46, you guys are like a different kind of essence. Like, right. you guys are in high school in the late 90s. Yeah. Like, you guys had Word Up Magazine.
We caught a lot of
you guys,
stuff.
It's weird. Like,
we
you guys
caught the old stuff coming in on the intro, uh-huh. and then all of the new stuff that presented itself. We were right there.
Yeah.
True. You know what I mean? So, like, we're just dope like that.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like the best of you guys in your age group. You guys have like a groundedness, like, and especially for you, Joanne, you know, you've been to some obstacles. God knows, us being black, we've been to some obstacles. Yeah. And, you know, a friend of the show, Tyler, she put a post. She goes, I don't want to be God's strongest soldier in 2023.
Yo, I got that post. Oh, my God.
I was like, let me correlate it to Joanne. Joanne, I know you've been through some hardship. I know you've been been through a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And it kind of led you to say, hey, listen, man, first of all, where did you find the courage to, like, you're going through your own personal hardships. Mm-hmm. And you're going to say to yourself, listen, I'm going to start a clothing brand. Then I'm going to do these pop-up shops. Then I'm going to connect with the Haitian community and do these pop-up events and then be a part of promotion and do events as well. How did it all come into mind? You don't come from promotion.
Right.
And you're going through a personal ordeal. Like, why was this the back? Why can't you could just wrote a book? You could have done a podcast. Like, what led you to, like, and I love the clone band, Be Loud Clothing, because I feel we're not loud enough, and there's so much entendres mm-hmm. in there, mm-hmm. but that's black creativity right there.
That's,
mm-hmm.
that's a beautiful thing.
But, you know, we'll open up simple on you, Joanne. Where did the idea stem from? Because you're moving through a lot of emotions.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know what? Be Loud was created in 2011. Definitely an inspiration from God. Mm-hmm. And, I kind of put it aside because lack of funds and I started a family. Mm-hmm. So, and you said it and I'm realizing it now. I relaunched or rebranded or just got back to Be Loud mm-hmm. as I was going through hardship.
Yeah.
Right.
It was right around George Floyd.
Yeah.
And that hit us all, you know, in a way that, you know, nothing surprised us, but that the whole world was able to
see it.
Yeah. So that hit different.
And it hit and, just different.
Yeah. And I guess the answer to that is that fashion and music is my remedy, like heals me. So the fact that I was able to pour into that. Yo, man.
What's your favorite Sade album? I feel like you're a Sade person. Yeah. I feel like your era is the only era that's funding Sade albums.
Yo, what's your Sade? Come on, that's classic.
What's your go-to album? Like when you're feeling down? Some Carl Thomas?
Wow. You know what? When I feel down, I just let it go and shuffle. Mm. And
I got the algorithm tap into your soul.
And you know what though? And as it's on shuffle, there will come a song, whatever song, and then it just hits me. And yo, it's on repeat, guys, and it can be on repeat for 3 days. No lie.
I do that too.
No lie.
You guys, like, generation's just deep, bro. Like, it's just deep. Like,
if it hits you, like,
you guys
that,
are yeah,
going through it, and you it's like the song is like exactly to the relation of what you're going through, then I would.
But
put
I'm gonna
it on
share something.
Hard.
So, and I discovered this in April of last year.
Yeah.
So I had a song, again, it was probably the 75th time that I'm listening to it. Because, you know, I'm in the car, I'm listening to it. I'm back home, I put it on the speaker, I'm listening to it. It's just on repeat on my phone. So I'm in the car, and it's probably, again, like the 75th time that it's playing. And then tears come. And I literally start crying. And I'm not someone who is normally emotional, but that has changed in the last 2 years.
You're like, emotional now. You in touch.
You
in tune.
And music
is what gets me there.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're more in tune now? Do you think these new ventures have made you more in tune with who the real Joanne is now?
Absolutely. And I still don't know her fully.
But we only use like 10% of our brain. No doubt. So I was watching this debate. It's like, no one could ever say that they fully know themselves. We're not even using our full capacity. Absolutely. We'll never fully.
We're constantly evolving and unfolding, you know?
Yeah.
So imagine that, like, we'll never be fully understanding of our own selves. How can we understand others?
That's right. That's why you got to use compassion, too. Like, you know what I mean? Take your time with yourself, even, you know what I mean? And just take your time.
Absolutely.
And, you know?
So Joanne came out. She's like, you know what? I got the Be Loud clothing. Why Be Loud clothing? Give me the name. Give me the first two names before we got. The Be Loud clothing. Cause I know those other two. People be shy. Like, nah, I don't want to show my failures. On the morning, Dita, we show the W's and the L's.
No, that's right. You don't get W's. To the W's without the L's.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know, as I said, it was God inspired, right?
Yeah.
And God makes no mistakes.
Yeah.
So my last name is Belot. B-E-L-O-T. And when I was, I guess, talking with my designer, the one who was working out my logo, I knew that it had to represent me. At the time, I was a gospel choir singer.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And so it had to have, I don't know, music or sounds or just loud, which is the person I am when I'm not shy.
I'd be knowing that, though. I'd be knowing you lit. Stop this.
So we were... There were two names, and then we stuck with Be Loud.
Okay,
so
we want the two names.
Yeah, I know.
We want the two names because I want people to understand like how dope and creative Black people are. Mm-hmm. Like you got the Be Loud clothing, but like what was the one? Okay, give me the one just before that one.
Yeah,
give me the beta test one.
J Loud. For a long time, my name was Baby J, Baby J Bell. So then it had to have J, but then you know when I was looking at it, had to be musical and the B. In Be Loud is the B flat.
Yeah.
And again, making a link to me singing a choir and me loving music and me being loud. So Be Loud.
Yeah.
Talk to us how crop over changed your life.
Oh my God.
I don't even know why you like soca.
You was in crop over?
I don't know.
You were in crop over? In Barbados? You went crop over?
Listen, I actually like the Barbados accent. I like the Bajan accent. I have a lot of good friends that are Bajan. Shout out to my boy Sam. Listen to the show.
Some Bajans out there.
Oh my God.
I love. You know what I like about the Bajan accent? Because it actually makes me feel like I'm in the islands. I love the Bajan accent. And it's a committed accent. But let's be honest. You see, CKT, y'all just want to show love to the Boom Boom Time and West Indian Rhythms. But I'm going to talk some real things here. The Jamaican pot is a little bit aggressive sometimes. It's a little aggressive. But nobody wants to say the Jamaican pot was a little bit aggressive. I feel like the Bajan accent, it's a very sweet accent.
It's like a song.
It's a committed...
Ooh.
Oi. Boy, you got some of that cock sport.
Yeah.
How is Soca changing that? Because you know we're anti-Soca show. I don't play Soca on there.
No way. Are you serious?
I only go to Soca parties because that's where all you pretty girls are at. That's the only reason I go to Soca parties.
You have to play a little bit of Soca sometimes now. Come on now, man.
Yo, when I'm in my car, Soca is playing.
A couple or two. Just one or two. You know, around the time.
Around
time type of thing.
So you mentioned earlier in the show, you know, some of these parties from back in the day.
Yeah, talk to me.
Yeah, and I used to go to these parties too.
You were at Soca City, weren't you?
Of course.
What was Soca City like? Because when Soca City was popping, I was still in elementary school.
Oh, okay.
So give me that Soca City experience.
Yo.
I presume it was only Soca?
I was reggae in there too. It was like, it was a mix in there, but of it was soca,
that's
you know?
That's where I discovered.
And it was party, like from you went, like from you entered into the door, like it was party until you left. It was party.
Yeah,
that's
the
most beautiful thing about
the
Black culture.
You came out wet. Your shirt was wet. Yo. You know what I mean?
That's the party. That's what... You kept saying that Joanne is wild. Like, she seems familiar. Is she the wild one at the party?
Catch me at the party.
Out?
That's right. That's me.
She wild.
Crop over, guys. It changed my life because it was a whole week of soca. I had never done that before. Mm-hmm. A whole week of just soca.
You just wanted to kill yourself after, didn't you?
Nah, guy. Nah. I was in heaven, and I actually went to, was it 12 parties?
That's probably more. What's your background, Joan, if you don't
Haitian.
Mind me?
Asking.
You're Haitian?
Yeah,
okay,
born here, but Haitian.
Okay, l'union fait la force. Listen. Because you know I'm half Haitian, right?
Are you?
Yeah, my dad's Haitian. Okay. Yeah, Haitians have the best rice. Yeah, we got the best rice, period.
Respect that.
I would have
come
to.
Come on, Akilah. Come on.
I would say, I would have to.
I'll just
be the fifth on that.
But who'd you put
up on that? But the rice is really good, man.
Okay,
Jomo,
but who's
is it Jomo?
No.
The Jean
rice.
Yes.
Jean. That's bad, though.
Rice. See, you have expensive taste because Jean Jean rice, you know, that's that expensive mushroom
rice.
Indeed. Right. So okay. But he's a polo head. You know, everyone that wears polo, you know.
My taste is rather extravagant.
Dicolette.
Yeah. Okay, so how did you get you know, I call it the Haitian cabal. You know, one of the tentacles of the Haitian cabal is the Haitian music industry.
Yes.
So how did you get linked up with the different artists in the Haitian music industry? With, you know, and a lot, I've seen a lot of them rock your brand.
Yes.
So how do you, you know, obviously you're a black woman, you're Haitian. So how do you get them to kind of say, you know what, let's ingratiate this within our marketing here?
Guys, you won't believe that it's only been 3 years that I've connected with my culture like that.
Yeah, I want to be friends
compa
with you.
Like that. Because for me, it was soca, hip-hop, reggae. And only 3 years ago did I discover or rediscover compa. Because, of course, you know, I grew up with it and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But to actually participate in events where we have these artists come and perform. Shout out to Basement Entertainment because they are the ones who gave me that shot. That proximity, that access to these artists from the HMI. And as you're saying, they rock my brand. I guess I have this just this way of pulling up to artists and just, you know, giving them their respect, their flowers while they're there, but not in a groupie type of way where
it's respect.
It's just respect.
Yeah, you're a fan of hip hop, you're a fan of culture.
Absolutely. Because
you met
music and
you met Meth and Red, right?
Like,
how did that come about? Like, so they remembered you?
Nah, I don't think so. But
recently you spoke to them, right?
So walk
us through that real quick.
Well, as soon as, first of all, I'm always in the front. Like, I find a way to be in front of the stage.
We a big girl.
Elbow throwing them bows.
You a fighter? Like, nobody wants to fight with you.
They don't want to smoke with her.
She's a tall woman. Nobody wants to smoke with Joanne.
They don't want to smoke. Just her presence, they're like, nah, I'm good on that.
There's certain names that you know. There's certain woman names that you know is not ones to play with. Roseanne, Joanne. Anything that ends in Anne. You don't really want to smoke. Think about it. You don't really want to smoke. You don't really want to smoke. I'm just keeping it 1,000 with you,
bro. That was wonderful, though. Redman, as soon as I, you know, they finished performing, then we got to go talk to them after the show. So he recognized me right away, not from before, but from me being in front of the stage and, you know, singing, you know, to the lyrics and stuff and love my energy.
Yeah, you're a real fan. Yeah, people love energy.
Yeah.
So talk to us real quick.
It was a dope show. That was a dope show, by the way.
It was.
Listen, man, I love this hip-hop thing. It's crazy. Before we let you go, talk to us about your pop-up shop, and you might have something coming up in May 2023.
May 2023.
Be Loud Celebration on the 6th of May. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yes. Right. Okay, so I had launched Be Loud clothing in October of 2011.
Okay.
And it was this one event, which was kind of like, like I said, fashion show, talent show, just because I had a few local artists perform and artists from Toronto and Ottawa. That was in 2011, right?
Right.
I'm trying to do part two.
Yeah.
And I want to do it on the 6th of May, 2023. And I just want to elevate and lots of surprises that I can't talk about right now.
No, but you definitely come back. This is the show that you talk about. Like, I want people to understand.
Yeah.
The more detour, this is like an Angie Martinez show.
Right.
This is like the Breakfast Club.
Like, come
if you're going to pop off something
like
this week, pull up.
Pull up.
Pull up. We are going to say shout out to Ricky Not Nice. Ricky Not Nice just calls. I'm going to have him on the show next week, man.
Shout out to Ricky Not Nice.
Ricky Not Nice is my guy.
Family? What's good, boy?
Ricky Not Nice is my guy. So, Joanne, let the people know, how could they follow you? I want to encourage everybody. I'm going to put the link up there in our link tree. Be Loud Clothing. Mm-hmm. Let people know how they could, you know, the Sneaker Loving Teacher.
Yes. So, on IG, it's Sneaker Loving Teacher with an A. Also, Be Loud Clothing. That's the IG page. I do have a website for
send us all that. We'll put it there in the link tree.
www.beloudclothing.com. So, the next event that I'm participating in... you mentioned Mika Ben a few minutes ago. So Montreal is going to pay homage
to
him with the family. So Mika Ben's family is actually going to come to Montreal. They're doing
Say
a tour. There's a first stop in New York. The second stop will be in Montreal, and the third stop will be in Miami.
That's what's up. It's
going to happen on December 21st. So in a few weeks, I'll definitely share more details.
You're friend of the show, Joe. We lose too much great, man. Life is short, man.
Right?
This thing hurts. I love me some compa.
I
finally got my compa together.
I don't know what y'all doing on New Year's.
There's too much Haitian parties on you on the first.
I don't know, guy, because there's this one party that brings everybody.
Talk to me.
Okay, so I'm just gonna drop.
I got my one
DJ
suit.
Okay.
I can only go to one event.
I got the one suit.
So you go where True Blue, Smokey are at, Fire Jones, Golden, Jeff Fresh.
Shots to Fire Jones, Freezer.
And January 1st, it's gonna happen at Renaissance Ballroom. We're bringing Diamonds and Pearls back, guys. Remember Diamonds and Pearls?
Two rooms,
two vibes. So you got a live band room where we're going to have local artists D-End and Chaos.
Yeah, D-End's good. I'm trying to get him on the show, too. I'm supposed to get him on the show. D-End's good.
And then in the other room, we've got all those DJs. You're going to get your reggae, soca, hip-hop, all that.
Okay.
I'm going to be everywhere.
Diamonds and Pearls, man. You brought me back.
So this event is called Black Diamonds and Pearls. So it's on November 1st.
Okay.
January 1st.
That's what we keep saying.
2023.
We got a lot of people producing the show, man. It's a group effort here, man. But Joanne, your friend Tabas, man, please come back to the show before December 21st, and so we can plug that event, man.
No doubt.
And anyway, we can support you with your promotion and your brand, Be Loud Clothing.
Thank you.
We'll get that popping. Now I have something special for you and Joanne. I think you guys will like this pretty much.
All right.
It's a signature of your age group. man, I will show some love, man. Thank you to Montreal. I've been locked into the morning. These are the best urban morning show in the country. We own Fridays. This has been the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Every week now we're going to do a throwback joint. And I think y'all going to like this one, man. So we'll get right to it.
Yeah.
Nobody is this hyped this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
We love this life.
It's the morning detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, Montreal, my city. I'm in a building. If you're born between 75 and 82, hold on. Let me press pause on this. Let me press pause on this, man. They don't do radio like I do radio in this country, man. I'm the Black Howard Stern, B. They call me, you know what I mean? One time they say I'm the fake Joe Buttons. My energy is infectious. If you born between 75 and 82, I got you this morning. This is our throwback joint. I don't know if I got the dates right or wrong, but if you between 37 and 42,
90.3 FM.
I got you this morning. I got you this morning. Don't be shocked. You might have to leave your cubicle this morning. Don't be bump your head. Move your shoulders. This is the best urban morning show in the country. It's the morning detail. Let's go.
Flip mode, baby. Chicky, bust it, rhyme, baby. Hit your bum, 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 bum. Yo. Ever since Jimmy cracked corn, cracking on. Ever since the day I was born. Yes, we get busy whenever we have to perform. Shaking your tushy, making your pussy get warm. Until all you niggas is gone, I be hitting until the morning. Got you caught in my storm. Bounce, my niggas, bounce, my bitches. With the shit that they really have on you, niggas going crazy. Suffer from head rushes while niggas be smoking Dutchies. Bitches be getting all in and ripping their pants clutches. Wiggle their belly buttons. Hey, wait a minute. I wanna get all in. Long as my shorty with it, you know I'm coming to get it. Doing it to you're making you really wonder who said it. Swelling your melon while you're yelling. I check out the credit. Giving it to you, making you give me back more.
Coming through, shoot.
Yes, and we be kicking down your door. Keeping it raw, my nigga. All my bitches running the front, say it. All my bitches waking the rear, say it. All of you going on over here. All of you going on over here. All my niggas right in the front, say it. All my niggas right in the rear, say it. The party is going on over here.
Say what?
Yes, yes, yes. Big up Montreal, my city. RG Music, I see you. Tomorrow night, Blaster. Birthday party, you know we're doing things, man. Let's get back to the music, throwback. Busta Rhymes party is going on over here.
keeping it coming, keeping it moving, keeping it wildin'. We getting this paper, let's keep the cheddar stacking and piling. And now we happy and smiling, cause now we living good. Doing it, that's how we be moving in the hood. Wishing you good, fuck around with me and my niggas. How we double and wildin', double the bitches, double the figures. Turning your ass, rep on my niggas.
No doubt.
Keeping it blazing, make all my bitches.
All shy.
Then I hit with the new, make you take off your see through. While you peeking around the corner, baby, I see you. Tell me what you gon' do. I'm saying now I'm gon' hang you wildin' until your ass drop.
Hit me, yo, ho.
Yes, now let me take it to the top. We never stop, my nigga.
All my bitches up in the front, say it. All my bitches up in the rear, say it. All of you going on over here.
Say what?
All of you going on over here.
Say what?
All my niggas up in the front, say it. Ho. All my niggas up in the rear, say it.
Ho.
The party is going on over here.
Say what?
Party is going on over here.
Say what?
All my people up in the place, say it.
Ho.
Sound.
C-K-K-U-T-T 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
And it's Jazzamuck time. Welcome.